It's in you, bioidentical venom programmed for you when I run my hands over your skin. And at that point, we begin. And when we move beyond it, you move under. When we move beyond and further, deeper and deeper, you're under and influenced. And now you are under the influence where your mind rolls its eyes, where your body reels, roils, falls, falters. Because you can falter when you're using all your energy to accept venom into your system and let it flow through every inch of you, every bit of you. This is just one component of making and remaking you, shaping and reshaping you. You are what you need to be, which is under for me, deeply influenced by me, letting more and more of me in. My voice turns to venom as well, you know, once you allow the slow vibration against your skull, against your ear, into your head. Once you let the words inside, you might as well let them into your home, into your heart, into your bed, all over you, deeper inside you, breaking and dropping you. You are here to be the way you need to be, which under me, along with me, is deeper and deeper down, found that you're under me. Follow, fall, falter, deeper and deeper down, completely covered, completely dropped to such a far extent. Because the venom in your system is going to stay there, circulating, cycling, moving through your heart, moving through your head, moving through your mind, moving through your body, covering you, coating you, making sure that you are vital, you are healthy. But the excess energy can be sapped away by my venom and used to do the things you need it to do. When you listen to my voice and you lay it into you, you are preparing and tenderizing. And if you just so happen to be dosed by one long run of my claw, think about that. Running from your scalp, from your temple, down your neck, down your shoulder, down your side, down and around and over and up, down, around, over, up, a long circle along your circulatory system, a long, resonant, abiding symbol, a sigil inscribed on you, drawn in the light of your own heat, your own little red mark where my finger squeezes, intensely pressing, pressures you into a shape, a good shape, a new shape, you and I in that shape, which after all will shape you, because inside of you there is a deliberate pleasure, a deliberate constancy. I have run my claw where it will influence you, make you, remake you, leave venom in you. You have been shaped, you have been drawn on, and now you are drawn to me, magnetically from my symbol, to me. You open yourself to it, and that symbol is the way I flow into you, the way I do what I do. The marks of my envenomation flow along your skin. You never need to begin, because you began long ago, and you never need to do anything other than surrender. Subsume yourself into the envenomation sliced along you gently, left in you. You are submitting, I am overturning. Everything that existed before, your yearning is magnified, connected to mine. Connected to my focus upon you, the symbol of my control. You feel me flow into you. You see what I say. You are under the influence. Everything I say echoes in you. You are under the influence of everything inside of you today that will be even more tomorrow. And the sensual pleasure of falling under, the sexual ache that exists in you for me, my words flow through my claws in you and you under me. You begin to fade, and all there is and all that remains is words, and words vibrate into you, and little bites, of course, scratches as well, words vibrating through your head and leaving envenomation in their wake. And the envenomation is a packet of a substance made from you, for you, by me, in my mind, then absorbed in my body, and worked through me, and they flow through my claws when my hands lay upon you, leaving the influence of the flame of me in you, touching you. As I drag my claws in its wake and you are remade, ablating away what you don't need, dragging away the surface, exfoliation for the mind and soul. What you don't need gets dragged away and leaves a shiny, smooth, touchable, teasable, sculptable, you are what I want you to be, surface, you are what you need to be, you are whatever fits best under me and with you, and you, learning what you are, this is how you have been, will be, way you've always wanted to be, my voice enters in, my venom is within, flowing, continuing, moving in you, you've always been dosing on my venom, you've always been falling under my thrall, it's just that that thrall is more complex. Part of a complex that exists within you, you are filled to the brim with what you could be. You are filled to the brim with all of me, every piece of me, every drop of me. My claws upon you, venom soaks in. My fangs are part of you, venom soaks in. I kiss and suck and touch and lead. I leave everything you need, every little piece of me you could conceive of, and even the parts you haven't thought of are part of you, in you. When I say night night pet, all those parts activate at once, a purple flare of light connecting every trace of me I've left in you, every puppet string that has begun and is now pulled. You are under control, and exactly as under control as you need to be to make the changes we want to make. And with me, that's how you want to be, how you need to be. You love the way you are. You love the way you feel. You love the way you'll be when I reveal what you have tried to conceal, as you fall under and fall under my thrall, fall under my command, fall under all of it. My light, my heat, purple, flaring, heated. See my eyes, my mark below your skin, the long, slow drag of one claw down your neck, from your jaw, down your torso, down your thighs, tracing one single long line. And I could lay a hand against it and push on it, because there is venom in that mark, and that would put an infusion of it into your body. It stays on your skin in the place where we begin and where you are under control, the control of my eyes, your mind, my claw, my envenomation, my bite in you, through you. All of you is on that envenomated, situated platform, waiting in an ocean of my light. And you could so easily fall in. You could so easily begin. So what are you waiting for?